Invigorated by the success of the TV special, Elvis headed to the studio in Memphis to record some of his best work ever.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child was born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Elvis hit the big time once again with four smash hits: In the Ghetto, Suspicious Minds, Don't Cry Daddy, and Kentucky Rain. Chips Moman, who had produced hits for Booker T and Aretha Franklin, suggested Suspicious Minds to Elvis. Elvis loved the tune, but, as was the Colonel's way, the rights of the song needed to belong to Elvis and Tom Parker. Moman refused, and the Colonel said the song would be released over his dead body. The head of RCA Records showed up at the studio and interceded. The song was released and became the first number one for Elvis in 7 years.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with an old friend,
Elvis was back on top, and the end of the decade was approaching. His movie career was all but dead, but his records were starting to sell again, and the public's excitement over the NBC special told the Colonel that a new direction was needed. You're listening to Elvis, The Making of a Legend.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he loved me with a prayer that I'd find in you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 cold Kentucky rain.
Elvis was once again getting lots of airplay on the radio, and Kentucky Rain was one of the reasons why. In 1968, the International Hotel was the largest hotel and casino in Vegas. Their brand new showroom was set to open in the summer of 1969, and the Colonel immediately went to work to ensure that Elvis would be the main act. The Colonel also negotiated a 3-bedroom suite on the top floor, where he would live until after Elvis's death. The Colonel seemed to know that his days as a top-line performer were severely numbered. He set in motion the mechanisms to bleed Elvis to the last drop, while refusing absolutely to turn the artist loose. The now-famous 4-week, 57-show engagement was a huge success, and Elvis's first live album, Elvis in Person at the International Hotel, was recorded during this engagement. The morning after the first show, the Colonel met with the manager of the International and signed Elvis to a 5-year contract for 2 months a year that would gross Elvis and the Colonel $1 million a year. Tom Miller of the International Hilton Hotel.
A lot of people were skeptical, you know, whether he could come back and be as big as he was. He's the biggest thing that's ever played in Las Vegas. Nobody's ever touched his attendance record. Many, many, many nights we just couldn't handle the people as big as the International is. We couldn't handle the people or the requests. I'll tell you, his performance was so outstanding and he was so sensational that anything he did, he just had the audience in the palm of his hand from the minute he came out. They were waiting for him.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the big, freaky International Hotel.
This is my first appearance in 9 years live. And thank you. Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. And I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now, go can't go, don't you? Never want to lose weight. You can do anything, but they all for my blues. Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad, you feel like you've been had. Please let's forget the past before I kick you. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Oh, I don't want. You are, why can't you see, whoa, what you're doing to me, when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can't go on together, this suspicious mind. Suspicious mind. You know.
Coming up, the love affair with Priscilla comes to an end, and Elvis continues to foredom in Las Vegas. I'm Steve Coyne, and this is Elvis, the making of a legend.
You're a fantastic audience. Thank you very, very much.